This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, February 6. Well, wheat markets yesterday started out a little bit weaker, and then we started to push higher throughout the session. It was generally a quiet day, kind of chopping back and forth. But the notable thing yesterday was the bull spreads that continue to work in the wheat complex, and it was all three wheat markets. We actually ended up a little bit higher in Chicago and Kansas City for the day, Minneapolis about unchanged. But all three of those markets, again, started out a bit weak, then started to improve, but it was led by the front months where we saw the bull spreads working by 1 to 2 cents, really across all three markets. So this takes Chicago carries to just like 1.5 cents. With the March to May, the May to July is sitting at about 2 cents. In Kansas City, that's a little bit wider. The March to May spread sitting at about 5 cents. May to July sitting at 5.5. In Minneapolis, we got the March-May spread, at 3.5 cents. May-Julys are sitting at about 7 cents. But the point is that we've continued to see two strong indications of good demand coming to the United States. Number one, the basis that has been steadily moving higher over the last several weeks. A couple days ago, we saw a big jump in the hard red winter wheat 12 Pro at the Gulf, up anywhere from 15 to 45 cents. And that held steady yesterday. We're seeing the soft red basis start to improve as well. White wheat had a big jump in basis off the PNW here a couple days ago. Yesterday, that backed off by a couple cents. So we are stabilizing correcting a bit in soft white. But in the other two, we're actually holding the gains or continuing to improve in the gains. So that's the first big flag that they got something going on in the cash market, especially at the Gulf. And we've watched the futures markets continue to see the carries dissipate. The carries have dissipated in the cash trade at the Gulf, so there's another indicator. And for the futures, we have very little carry at all in Chicago. So there's some interesting dynamics going on here. And then, of course, you've got the weather, where we had the very cold snap come through the northern plains, northern Midwest, and then it stretched down into just clipping the eastern central plains and through the southern Midwest. Now, the northern part of that region had adequate snow cover, so there's not too much concern there, but the southern Midwest had no snow cover, and it got below zero. So there's increasing chatter that you're probably going to see some notable winter kill in soft red area, and at least in the southern Midwest region. So that's a concern. Now, of course, you've got the winter wheat plantings report that will be released on Friday. We're looking for a fairly notable drop in hard red winter wheat plantings and just a slight increase in soft red winter wheat plantings. So the question is, are your soft red plantings going to offset winter kill in the southern Midwest? In the central and southern plains, you've got a decrease in winter wheat acres most likely, but you've got pretty nice moisture. That's why you had a drop in plantings, was because it was so wet in the fall. We got more rain in the forecast. Longer range forecasts were out yesterday, looking like April could be above normal precip across all of hardwood winter wheat belt in the southern and central plains. Well, it's tough to rally a market when you get that going. But in the meantime, I think you've got a demand-led market, and that's going to be the driver here, at least for the next month or so. You got all kinds of conflicting signals. Typically early February, you get a seasonal high. Well, here we are. The crop report very well could be that seasonal high. But I think any pullback is going to be well supported. I don't think you're going to see a complete falling apart of the wheat market, simply because the demand is very strong worldwide. You've kind of had a delayed demand somewhat, and Russia pretty much is no longer in the picture. You're not going to see much more competition from the Black Sea or the European Union or Australia. That's why soft white wheat is having a basis push here. Is Australia is pretty much out of the market too, and the Asian buyers are coming for U.S. soft wheat. Hard red winter wheat out of the Gulf will be pushed. That's been the bulk of our export sales for several weeks now, and as we continue to get those export sales numbers, that's what's continuing to be the evidence. And of course, the basis push that we saw the other day. So I still think Kansas City has a very good shot of being the leader to the upside, at least in the short term. Once we get into the growing season, it's hard to say because, you know, we'll get the crop report on Friday. We're going to get two supply-demand reports, Jan and Feb. We're going to get the winter wheat plantings, which certainly will be a direction indicator. We're going to get the quarterly stocks. We're going to get the annual production summary. A lot of information coming at us on Friday. And so, you know, the market's trying to be pretty quiet coming into that, and that's understandable. And I would imagine we're going to see a great deal of volatility once those reports are released. But the bottom line, you're looking at the cash, you're looking at the carries, looking at the basis, we're looking at rumors of China buying wheat and corn in addition to the beans. It's just not a place to be short wheat, certainly. The question is, which wheat do you want to be long? Is it Kansas City, Chicago, Minneapolis? I think all three of them are fine. If you're looking to trade the spreads, I still think Kansas City will gain on Chicago, at least in the short term. That's where your better demand is coming from. And milling quality stocks worldwide are fairly tight. So I think Kansas City will be the leader, at least as you get into that early April time frame. And then we'll see what kind of rains we're getting as it's breaking dormancy. And I think winter wheat plantings will be a major force in that price direction. So, and we'll get all of that here fairly quickly. Russian flour prices back up to their record highs from a couple of years ago. So, I mean, obviously, there's supply tightness in Russia. Either they just exported way faster than they thought, or what I think is going on is they had a fairly short crop of exportable supply wheat. Down in the southern region, they didn't have that great of a growing season. And they had some quality problems late on some frost issues and also on some rain during harvest. So they had to pull wheat from the interior. Siberia came on strong late in the season. They had a big spring wheat crop. So they're blending that off for exportable supplies. Well, it's expensive to do that. And they're drawing on the interior wheat supplies in order to do that as well. That's pushing domestic prices higher, flour prices higher, and just continuing to fuel chatter that the Russian government's going to have to step in at some point and slow down exports. The government themselves has said they have adequate supplies to take them to new crop. They expect they'll have a big crop. They're estimating an 80 million ton crop, which is up 10 from this past year, still down 5 from their record of 2 years ago. But they should have enough domestic supplies to take them to harvest. The prices have moved up enough that it should ration supplies adequately throughout the interior of Russia. So, in other words, the government is saying that they will not step up and slow down exports, that prices are doing that for them. And indeed, they probably are. But the bottom line is supplies out of Russia are tightening quickly, and that just opens the doors wide open for U.S. sales, as we don't expect to see much more competition from the EU or Australia, and most of the business should flow toward North America. So this morning prices are down a couple cents in wheat. The spreads with Kansas City and Chicago widening out just a little bit. KC losing about a penny to Chicago here this morning. And we're sitting at some pretty decent support levels there. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.